On this episode, you'll be equipped to see victory in all the attacks that come against you, knowing how to hold on to the very thing that leads to your enemy's defeat. Stay tuned.
Life was bitter to the core. There was nothing to live for until love came.
My name is Harold J. Perkins, and at the age of 17, I was sitting in my house getting high with about 10 other guys. At the time, I didn't believe in God. Then all of a sudden, I had an out-of-body experience, and I was lifted above the room. I saw myself sitting in the chair. Then I heard, "Is this all you're going to do for the rest of your life?" After that, I got up and I put those guys out and I cried out to Jesus Christ. He came into my life with liberty and purpose. Then I ran into religion. And it has taken me over 40 years to navigate through religion to fully understand what came in me that day. This podcast is to help put you on a faster track than it took me to get through religion and experience life, liberty, and purpose on a higher level. So get ready. We're about to start a revolution. Again, welcome. I'm excited to talk about on this episode, understanding the warfare. When you come in the kingdom of God by receiving Jesus Christ, you have entered the wealthiest kingdom there is. No other kingdom is like this because when you enter, you're not made a subject of the kingdom. You're made to be just like the king. And right away, you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ to everything in the kingdom. In the same manner, a wife becomes a joint heir to all that her husband has when they marry. The Bible says that we are now joint heirs with Jesus Christ and we are called his bride. When Jesus rose from the dead, he was given everything in heaven and on earth. Therefore, technically, everything is now ours. Also in this kingdom, when Jesus was on his way to the cross, he was beaten with many stripes on his back. That was for our healing. So in this kingdom is healing also. Everything good that you would desire is in this kingdom. However, there is a clever enemy of this kingdom that will do everything he can to stop you from experiencing the benefits of the kingdom. The warfare starts as soon as you leave his kingdom by receiving Jesus Christ and entering into the kingdom of God. His warfare against you will increase when you start taking the time to learn how to manifest the benefits of the kingdom. Now, there is no need to fear him because what God has made available for your warfare against him is far more superior to what he has in his defeated kingdom. You see, that's the first thing you need to understand in this warfare. He has already been defeated by your Lord Jesus Christ. And he, Satan, the devil, does not want you to know this. Because when you know this, you know that the only way that you lose is to quit. And to quit is to quit believing. And the believing he wants you to quit is believing you already have. Think about it. If Jesus already defeated him, and all things belong to Jesus, and you are joint heir with him, you already have what you desire. Even before you pray and ask for it, it's already yours. In the spirit world, where the kingdom of God originated, it's already yours. Your faith, by believing it's yours, will bring it into this natural world to enjoy. But the reality of it is already so in the realm where God lives. Jesus said God is a spirit. He's in the spirit world. But he created this natural world that we can touch and see. Therefore, if he created what we can see and touch, out of the realm of the spirit where he lives, then that realm is more real than what we can see and touch in this realm. And it's because most believers don't understand this, they give Satan an advantage over them. Because right after they start believing God for something, Satan brings something for them to see or feel that says the opposite of what they're believing God for. And they fall for it by doubting that they have it. All because they don't understand that they already have it in the spirit world and they just have to hold fast and keep believing and they will experience the reality of it in this realm. Let me give you an example. Decades ago, when my children were young kids, I realized that as a citizen of the kingdom of God, I was entitled to prosperity. So I started believing God. I started meditating in prosperity scriptures and confessing that I'm rich. Right away, as I started doing this, things got worse. The devil started showing me things to the opposite of what I was believing. The money seemed to be drying up. It got really bad based on what I was seeing and feeling. The pressure on me was heavy, but I would not change what I was saying. "We are rich," I said. I refused to act on what the devil was showing me. I actually did the opposite of what he wanted me to do. I remember one day I was sitting at a stoplight down the street from my house. The devil was bringing every negative thought to my mind about what was going on. But I wanted to make a statement to him that I believe I already have prosperity. So I got out of my car at the stoplight and I started dancing in the street. I'm sure people thought I was crazy, but I didn't care. I was saying to the devil, "I believe what is true in the spirit world. I already have prosperity. I don't believe what you're showing me and what I'm feeling." Now, not long after this, I had $50,000 in my hands to take $45,000 to put down on our 5-bedroom house and $5,000 to give to the kingdom of God. All because I kept believing it was already mine. You see, the Bible tells us what is already ours. It's a covenant book, and it's a legal contract. God will perform everything that he has said in the contract, but the contract requires us to believe that we have, not that we're going to get, but that we already have because God said so and he cannot lie. So when those in the kingdom of God are saying, "God is going to do this for me," they are violating the contract, and God is under no obligation to honor it because they are speaking and believing contrary to the contract. This is the first thing that we need to understand in this warfare. Satan is already defeated, and we already have everything in the kingdom of God. And next, we need to understand a parable that Jesus gave. And he said, "If you don't understand this, you won't understand anything in the kingdom." Let's go to Mark chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 13 through 20. Here's what it says. "And he said unto them, Know you not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? The sower sows the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their heart." Notice that he came immediately. You see, when you hear the truth of the kingdom of God, Satan comes immediately to take the word you heard so that they don't take root. Because he knows if the word takes root in your heart, what is in the kingdom will manifest. That's why he brought the opposite of prosperity when I start meditating in God's word about prosperity. He'll do the same with healing. I heard a minister named Jerry Savelle say that when he realized that healing was a benefit of the kingdom, he started saying that he was healthy. He said right away he came down with the flu. What was happening? Satan was coming to get the word. Now, decades later, this same minister went in for a routine surgery and had a massive stroke. He lost use of one of his arms and partial use of one of his legs. He had total memory loss, didn't know his wife and children. But with his family and friends praying for him and him understanding that he already had healing, he knew that if he got out of the hospital and got home, his recovery would come quick. Now, understand that the doctors were saying he would not recover and he'll never preach again. So he gets home, and within a day of being home, he started acting like he was already healed. He had a collection of antique cars, so he had his granddaughter help him to go out to where they were stored. He also had some motorcycles there that had to be kick-started. He decided he would start everything, beginning with the kick-start motorcycle. But he had a problem. First, he had a stroke. And second, he didn't remember how to kick-start the motorcycle. So he started praying, and the Holy Spirit told him how to start it. He had his granddaughter hold him up, and he got it started. He went on to start everything and then shut them off. He's acting like healing is already his. After doing this, he was about to lock the place up, and he reaches out to his granddaughter to receive the keys. And his granddaughter said, "Granddad, did you see what you just did?" He had reached out with the arm that had been paralyzed. He said he took 3 steps toward his house and got his other leg back to normal, and all of his memory returned. 3 weeks later, he was back preaching all over the world. Even in that bad of a condition, he did not let Satan get the word, so he saw a harvest of healing. Let's continue. Verse 16 and 17 of Mark chapter 4. And these are they likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Notice it was after the word. Now, some of you are getting excited about what you're hearing on these podcasts. And Satan will bring affliction and persecution to get you to give up on God, to give up on his word. Even he'll try to get you to blame God for the trouble. Jesus said in this parable, he's coming. He has to come, because if he doesn't and you hold on to the word, harvest will come. You'll see what you're believing for. And sometimes he uses people to afflict you and persecute you. As long as you were walking the way that they were, no problem. But as soon as you start going after God in a deeper way, they turn on you. This is the devil working in them. Let's continue. Mark 4, 18 and 19. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things enter in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. First here, we see the cares of this world. How am I going to eat and take care of my family? In 1 Peter chapter 5, God says to cast all of your cares upon him because he cares for you. If you're worrying about things, God doesn't have the cares you do. But keep in mind, the worry is to get the word. If you don't let it get your attention off what God has said, God will handle it. It also says the deceitfulness of riches. Many have fallen for the lie that if I can get rich, all my problems are over. We're seeing every day that this is not true, because some of the richest people in the world are killing themselves. It's a trap to pull you away from God. If you get to know God, he'll make you rich and there'll be no sorrow with it. The other thing mentioned here is the lust of other things. It's not just sexual lust, but lust for fame, lust for power. Is to pull you away from the word, which is life. Also, if all things are mine in Christ, I don't have to lust for anything. All things are mine already. I just have to follow God's process to receive what is mine. And here is God's fruitful process. Listen to verse 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Fruit takes time to grow. We live in a world now where people want overnight success. But if we understand this parable he gave, if we hold to the word of God with consistency and patience, we will reap the benefits of the kingdom of God. The warfare brought by our enemy is to get the word of God. And the word of God is light and life. There is a war going on between light and darkness, life and death. Life and light in us are the stronger forces. But if we were to walk in a room that is dark, and on the wall is a light switch that will cause darkness to flee by just flipping on the switch, if we don't flip the switch on, darkness will continue to prevail in that room. This is what we're seeing in the world. Darkness is prevailing because the lights, who have been fully equipped with power from on high, just like the light company has already pumped light into that dark room. We who carry the light of God have to turn on the switch. We turn on the switch with our words by saying light be when darkness is present, by saying healing be when sickness is present, by saying prosperity be when lack is present. And these things can't stay any more than darkness can stay when we flip on the light switch in a room. When you know this and hold fast to this, you are dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. Jesus said that we are the light of the world. If darkness is prevailing in the world is our fault. We've got to turn on the switch. You don't have to accept the darkness in your life. Get God's word on it and keep his word in your heart and release the light in you with words. God does not have to come down from heaven. He's in you, and you can release his power with words. Don't believe what the devil is showing you. I remember hearing a man of God say, when his lights had been turned off at his home, he was having a problem providing for his family. Lack was all around him, and he said, "You're lying to me. This is not my life in the kingdom. What I'm seeing is a lie," and he resisted it. That man today is living a life of prosperity well beyond most Americans. Why? Because he didn't just lay down in the warfare Satan was bringing. He turned on the light with the word he kept in his heart and released the power with the words of his mouth. You can do the same thing regardless of what is challenging you. Don't quit. You've already won. No matter how things may appear, keep fighting the good fight of faith. It's a good fight because you already won. Let me say right here, if you don't know our living Savior, Jesus Christ, you can get to know him now. Pray this prayer with me. Say, "God, I believe that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins. Jesus, I accept you into my life as my Lord and my Savior. Help me to live this life. Thank you." That's it. It's that simple. If you believe what you just prayed, he has come in. Start reading the Bible for yourself. You can start in the book of St. John and in the book of Romans, and God will begin to show you his purpose for your life, and he'll begin to show himself unto you. Okay, we'll see you on the next episode.